You're listening to the show about disappearing crowns and safekeeping. Get it? It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Do you want to switch?
I don't want to switch.
We're all in the best moods.
Then why are you complaining?
Yay.
Hi.
Raising the roof.
The roof.
Adam just woke up. KT is sick and stained.
Yeah, I'm so sick.
Stained.
Yes. Okay, you guys, I was wearing the same shirt I saw you in last night when we played Jackbox, so I hastily changed it. And guys, look at the stain. I look
bad
so much
change.
Better now, guys.
It's a bad
if it makes
change.
You feel any better, I didn't shower at all today, and I had a belt test, so I must be disgusting.
Times. Yeah, sweet.
That, to be honest, that makes me clothes. Feel worse.
Oh.
I've just burned my 3,900 calories.
Okay, you can
day.
Just suck it.
There, I think they want me to turn up me.
Yes.
Again.
That one?
The left one is me. See, it's blinking green. There. Now
Ooh.
It's even more gain.
That's a little okay. too just you're, a little too
yeah.
much.
It's but, like pe- yeah. yeah, it's peaking. That's yeah. right. But now if I actually start talking, it's
yes.
going to peak. So
yeah, you need to.
So I need some. But you know, it's just about dynamics. It's about contrast. You know, it's about being able to yell if I want to, and then I max it out, right?
That's the one time you'll yell tonight. All right, done. Check.
Yep. Well, now it's over with, so.
Yeah, I know. Sad.
And now we'll go back to the quiet.
Are we all going to? I think we're all going to talk like this tonight.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I am. I definitely am.
Oh, no. This is the most energetic
I've been
episode.
Writing for like the past 3 days, and I've just been like staring
playing
at
playing a
basically.
Game, I think, on his
iPad. Well,
that's iPad.
Part of it. I get distracted. But also, when I try to write, I just am staring at it
oh,
most of the time.
Oh, poor thing. I just realized I should turn this way so it doesn't pick you up as much. Duh. There we go.
Like this.
Hi.
We've created a completely unresolvable story for you.
Oh, no. If anybody has, it's me.
For himself. Nice.
It's more that I've been like, I'll worry about that part when they get to it, or that's a ways off.
And then it's not.
And now it's not.
It's now.
Suddenly.
Bum, bum, bum.
Tomorrow is now today.
Ooh. Today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today.
Okay.
I feel like we should do a rallying.
I know. Well, guys, I wrote a recap, and I recorded it today, like,
Yay.
When I woke up. So my voice still was not great, but it's a recap, and I hope you like it. Is that the lead into it?
Oh, I haven't even played the start music
oh,
yet.
Oh, sure. No, it's okay. We're trying to figure out how to pep ourselves up. Pep, pep, pep.
This
Pepperoni.
Music's supposed to do it.
Pep, pep, pep. Pappy Peps. Pepsi. Pepsi sucks.
Pepsi Roni.
Yeah. So.
I think you're supposed to say previous one. Pork Fried Dice. Oh, shit. You break. Oh, no.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
It's a good thing like 75% of our show is sound effects, because that means we don't have to make as much sounds
uh-huh.
tonight.
You're
we
welcome.
Just be all cement floors and dogs hitting outhouses. Was that? Is it loud enough?
Are those new sound effects?
Is it loud enough? Can you hear that?
Oh, that's your recap?
Enough. Yes.
Yeah, it needs to be louder. I'm so excited.
How's that?
It's good.
I'm sick. I can't hit the low notes. I'm gonna try though, guys. But I do this for you, my friends.
Such a dork.
I was.
So to begin, we communed at Nitty Gritty Saloon. Dark powers repugned. Both crowns soon were removed. What a good afternoon. Free from the Kingmaker's boom. What a good afternoon. But what now do we do with the crowns unglued? Will hangs one from a tree, the other hit a poor doggy. Then we reconvened at the house de Calliope. Roscoe tries to sleep, Rafina's in a bikini. Now this is the part where there's a long break in the original song. What a beautiful guitar solo, right? But it's a MIDI file, so stay with me. I could stay silent, but I'm going to share something that I couldn't fit in the lyrics, which is that Roscoe paid the hotel caricature artist $5 for 50 portraits of the missing child who might have gotten lost in the Grand Staircase disaster. What a guy, Roscoe. Amazing. You totally didn't threaten to actually kill Shimi later for business decisions, did you? Oh, shit. You did. Maybe not such a good guy after all. Now, we'll see the fish under here. We're just four lost souls looking for the keyholes, so we might interfere with the dark powers running around. Changing our land, we'll make our stand. Fish, are you here? That's it.
OMG. Awesome.
Yay.
Okay, forgive me because I don't know the original.
I knew she wouldn't. I told you.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Really?
I also don't.
Now,
I couldn't place it.
Now I wish you were here.
You wish
we were just
okay.
Two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Okay.
Definitely
know that part.
Oh man, it's so sad because like I love, so like when Abby first did, I mentioned this to Eric today because he thought that Abby might not know it. And I'm like, there's no way that Abby doesn't know Pink Floyd. Do you not know Pink Floyd at all?
No, I don't know a ton of it, but like I know that song, but it's not like,
yeah,
it wasn't something that, I'm so sorry, but
don't worry.
I know how you feel,
right?
Because like when I did the Morrissey
song, I was just saying this
like,
morning,
oh my gosh, really,
that's what happened this morning when I talked to Eric and I said the funny thing is like my favorite part of song parodies are when the lyrics really match the original but are different. And my favorite, my example that I gave, and I said, and I couldn't appreciate it at the time because I couldn't place the song and I was so mad, but then like at the end when you said thrills, wills, shiftless body, like just that lyric is so iconic. And it was hilarious. Like I love the lines that match the original. Yeah.
And I could even tell, even though I wasn't getting the song, I could tell when we were listening to the recap that the part about the we're going to meet the fish or the fish is here or that it was based on the original. I could tell that there was a cute wordplay going on. So that
fish,
even that came through.
Here.
Fish, are you here? Wish
fish
you were here.
You?
That's great.
I should have been able to get there.
Oh, no,
that,
it's okay.
But...
like, this is the thing. I forget about songs. I forget about musicians. Like, do not blame you at all. I just, it was so funny because I was adamant that Abby would know.
Song if it weren't for me.
Right. So Eric loves Pink Floyd. And the funny thing is Pink Floyd actually scares me. Like I
except
literally, I like that one. And there's a couple songs that I like of theirs, but most of their songs, I've told Eric that they sound like tortured ghosts in hell. Like their voices sound so scary to me. That
you also
I can't...
don't like the work they do with like
sound effects. But I made my own. So I was like Pink Floyding it up today.
That was amazing. Did you hear all the noises? I heard there was a boar.
Yes.
There was a bullfrog shoes.
Yes.
And the dam.
Yes.
Water.
Yep. And a casino. There was a casino at the beginning because I'm like, I don't know what it
is. Yeah. Nice touch. Awesome.
And the like river sound kind of then turned into a waterfall. I was like, yay! I was so excited about this one today. And, that's
very good.
Basically why I wanted to make sure we played, even though I can't talk anymore. I've been drinking tea all day. That's it. Good night.
Well, Alex just got to the point in his notes where he's ready to start typing again. So you could, could you please play the recap again?
No,
I'm kidding.
Fish, are you here? There was Rafina's in a bikini. That one did not go with it at all, but I just loved that you said she was in a bikini.
Rafina, bikini.
It also has a special place in my heart because I used it when I did sound design for one of the shows in college.
Mm-hmm.
For, what's the name of it?
The Laramie Project.
Yeah, the Laramie Project.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was like the last shot because they had like a projection screen and it like faded to like stars as that played.
It was one of the first times in theater, or like one of my only times in theater where I've been truly moved. Like, you know that play, it's about the death of
Matthew Shepard.
Yeah, yes. So like it was, it's an incredibly like, powerful play, right? And then this moment where the cast like turned around and looked up at this sky full of stars and Wish You Were Here played, and I lost it. Like I was literally, tears were streaming down my face. It was incredible. It was really, really good. Yeah, that song's great.
Yeah. I did not pay for the rights.
No. We never pay for the rights. So many MIDI file artists are going to come after me and be mad.
No, I meant for the show, the real theater.
Yeah, so. Yes, I understand. I'm saying we as a collective just don't. We're
Mr.
Like,
MIDI
no.
is going to come after
How
us.
How shitty would it be to sue a production of the Laramie Project?
Right. Yeah.
Like, Jesus Lord.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're safe. You can do whatever the fuck you want. They had lightsabers, too. And they called them lightsabers.
Wow. That's right. Really.
And then you sang Happy Birthday.
Ooh.
You can do that now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is it? When was it? Like a couple years ago?
No.
Just years ago?
Mm-mm, that's just been in the past couple years. I was definitely not in college since that song hit public domain.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I was so excited when that happened. I was like, yes!
I know.
My lifelong dream.
You ran into Chili's and were like, guys, you can stop singing that
Happy
shitty
birthday!
Song! Happy, happy birthday. all right. D&D?
Yeah. Let's try
it. Yeah.
So, what? Oh, God. We're rested, right?
Yep.
Yeah, tell us.
Mm-hmm. Long rested. Yeah, you're at the base of the spillway of the dam. There's some water shing down amidst the casino and bullfrog and boar sounds. I should just play the end of that song again. Don't hiss at me. That's your,
that's
I don't really
sound
think it's
I
that
can make.
Funny laugh.
It's true. I'm like, let's move on.
Okay.
It's the only sound you have left in your throat.
Exactly. It's the only one I can make.
KT and I weren't sure about this, and it's not a huge deal, but if anybody knows for sure, we can go with it. Do you recall if Shimi has accompanied you thus far, or if you left him behind at the hotel? If you don't know for sure, you're in the same boat as us, and it doesn't really matter either way.
Did Shimi come with us?
I don't think Shimi came with us. And in fact, my last note from the last session was something that I wanted to clarify or establish for some reason, and I don't remember why.
You killed him. I killed Shimi.
No, I wrote Roscoe left Roscoe with Shimi.
Oh,
yeah. I thought you didn't want Shimi to come along, and I think
didn't
care.
He wasn't going to come in the water, but I didn't know if he, like, you know, walked you to the door, basically, like a gentleman.
I just didn't want Roscoe to be, like, worrying about Roscoe.
Right, yeah.
To whatever happened. So Shimi has Roscoe, and that's fine.
I don't know if Bernard needs to come either. Will would ask Bernard, like, if, like, you probably don't need powers or what. I don't even know what your deal is. So, like, you know what I mean? He'd be
I've
up to you.
Turned into, like, a fish.
Yeah,
and
you probably will drown. So I no, mean, you can't
try
go.
To turn
no.
into an octopus or
wait. You can just turn into things. Have I seen that? You've just been a dog. Can you turn into things?
I've been a centipede.
Oh yeah, you were a bear. Oh, and you were a centipede. A bear. Oh, I don't know if I know about the centipede, but you were definitely a bear.
A long time ago, I was Batnard.
Yes.
Long time ago.
I guess you could be a fish or something. It's up to you.
Yeah,
but
how long ago was that, guys, by the way?
What?
How long ago was that?
Was what?
Why are you asking us?
Was what?
That architect. We were back in... No, that's Bernard.
No, it's Bernard
asking.
Oh. It's St. Bernard.
Oh, it's Bernard.
He wouldn't know.
Was that
we
a
don't
year
know
ago?
What happened. No. We don't know his time. Oh, so he's really asking us.
I think like 2 weeks or so or something. Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, within the month,
done a
for
lot.
Sure.
We've done a lot.
We have done a lot.
Feels like we're spinning our wheels in misery.
Well, that's... Does it feel like it's been like 4 years?
We'd love to know what you've been doing this whole time.
Well, I guess I only really talked about that with Will.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Guys had a little tete-a-tete?
We chatted. But yeah, so I sort of went into, I don't know, some sort of a limbo or a nothingness after the whole business in Strahdland. And then all of a sudden I was in a form of a centipede, walking or scuttling, whatever centipedes do, near you guys as you were leaving Barovia. And then I was just trying to follow along after everybody. And it was like, I mean, we talked a little bit about this, Rafina. I for some reason, was able to talk to Rafina.
Wait a second.
Yes. I had a tete-a-tete, too.
No.
You haven't I told you that?
No, you didn't say, yeah, I've been talking to Rafina for a while.
I could talk to her. That was the weird thing. I couldn't, like, get near you, but I could talk to Rafina.
And you made it sound like you didn't want Will to know you were there.
Yeah, it was like he couldn't know or something. I don't know. It's not like I have a handbook of what's going on. This is not...
But now you can.
Yeah.
It changed.
I don't know. It was like the...
Puberty?
Yeah! got centipede hairs down in between like my 67th and 68th legs.
Stop it! Yuck!
What? Which, the centipede part or the puberty part?
Everything.
You're fine with centipedes until you think about their pubes. I got it.
Exoskeleton pubes.
Chitinous pubes. No, there were like times when things were like very bad and purpley and hazy. Like Morrow's Inlet was a bad time. But, like, other times things were better, like, in the woods. And then it was, there was something about, I don't know, it was you guys, I don't know what happened. I wasn't around, like, directly, but when you guys came upon me in the treasure room place vault thing at the bottom of that worm pit, it was fine.
Well, why were you in there?
Well, you guys were going down there, and I was trying to... I thought maybe I could, like, scout ahead or something, but once I got in there, I couldn't get out. I don't know what, if they had, like, some sort of a magic seal on it. Though I guess you were able to get in there, Will, so I don't know.
Did you ever meet Melugenar?
Who?
I guess not, then.
Oh, I met Melugenar.
He was...
No,
actually, I don't know how to say it.
I didn't. I'm just giving you a hard time, Rafina. Isn't it like though very important that you actually remember how to pronounce his name?
I used it up already, so it doesn't matter at this point.
Oh, was it a one-time only thing?
Maybe. We'll just have to see next time I try.
Bernard, you actually met a giant worm?
No.
Oh.
Like I said, I was just giving Rafina.
Okay, all right.
I heard you guys talking about him, though, so I know how it's pronounced.
Okay.
And you have very little other things to think about, and that's why you remember the pronunciation, and
yeah,
I don't.
Exactly. So anyway, more to the point, should I try to turn into something that breeds underwater, or no?
I think you should stay here with this dog.
That dog back at the hotel?
Oh, are we out at the... Is this... Okay, we didn't rewind. You just came with us. Cool.
This isn't a flashback?
Yeah, I thought it was...
I don't know. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. This is 2 weeks in the future.
Okay,
else
let's just decide.
Entirely.
Does Bernard want to go or not? Does Bernard have an opinion?
I could stay. I think that might make sense. I don't know.
Yeah, but what if we're fighting a giant fish? Do you have any magical powers or are you just an animal?
I can be different animals. I don't know.
Yeah, what if you get eaten?
I don't think I'm any... Right.
Mistakenly or on purpose.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I could stay.
Oh, stay here. I thought you were saying stay with us. All right. Stay. Use more words, Bernard.
Now, okay. Let me catch up here.
Hi, Roscoe.
So Hi. What's your name again?
Bernard.
Bernard.
Yeah.
And if I gathered through context that you are Will's brother?
Yeah.
And also you can turn into different animals?
Well, I couldn't when I was alive.
Do you know the source of this power of yours?
I'm sure it's just the love that Will and I have for each other as fraternal relations.
Bernard, you make it sound sarcastic.
I
what
doubt
the fuck?
It.
I love Bernard. Will crosses his arms.
I just, that seemed like a sappy thing people would accredit magic to.
Okay, well that doesn't.
I shouldn't attribute it to gods, should I, Roscoe? I gather that's not your jam, really.
I don't even fucking know anymore.
What is your jam?
Mustard is his jam. Get it?
Rhubarb.
Condiments everywhere, guys. Woo-woo.
Blueberry.
Is jam a condiment? That feels wrong.
Is jelly a condiment?
A thing is a condiment if you can put it on a hot dog.
That's stupid.
So like a hat is a condiment?
Would you put mayonnaise on
a
hot dog?
You could put a condom on a hot dog. Is a condom a condiment?
Maybe that's where the name comes from. It's the most obvious thing to put on a hot dog.
Oh my
and so everything
God.
Else
and
that
we're
can...
back.
Oh my gosh. Holy moly. Perfect. It's delicious.
Well, my vote is for you to turn into some powerful water-breathing creature. So you can help us out if something goes awry down there.
I don't know how powerful I could try. I tried once to turn into like what's the thing that has like the lion head and the eagle wings and the
a griffin or a
like a manticore or something. Oh.
Manticore. Have you tried turning into a kraken?
No. But that seems like a step above Manticore, and I couldn't do that.
Manticore.
Bernard, what happens if you die?
I did die,
yes,
so I don't know.
I'm saying again now in this. Right, so maybe not go. Will,
yes, that's
this
what
would
I'm saying.
Be something Will. Okay, yeah, no. Roscoe, he's not going. He's not powerful. He's just...
Can you turn into a kraken, Roscoe? You turn into a boar.
I don't think so. I think that was probably, we all just imagined that. That couldn't have actually happened. Coit it. Coit it.
Coit it.
Coit him. That's where the name coitus comes from.
Coindom.
I had coitus with a hot dog once. I had to put a condom on it.
And that's where the name coindiments came from.
Coindiments.
Look, apparently I joined into something, but again, we are pretty sure that that was because of Rafina's ocular thing. She did that to me. Now, I think that, what was I going to say?
You wanted Bernard to turn into something.
Well, yeah, the Kraken, and then you were,
Then he has to go home. He has to go back to the hotel. Back
I'll go
to
hang
the
out
dog.
With Roscoe.
Yeah, how are you going to get in there with your dog hands?
Wait for Shimi.
Well, how is he going to know that you're waiting? Oh, right.
I don't know.
This wasn't smart.
My
do I have to walk
hands.
You back
turn
to the
into a monkey?
Oh,
monkey
can you turn
hands.
Into a monkey?
Sure. Poof. Monkey.
What the fuck? You can turn into more things now?
Yeah, there's just not an obvious pun with my name, so.
Oh.
It's not as satisfying.
Okay. This needs to be explored more, but I was like trying to get up the gumption to go crawl under a lake and meet a giant fish. So,
all right, no, okay. The obvious pun here is Bernobos.
Oh,
that's much better than Babernard. Babunard.
Babunard.
All right, no, I remember what I wanted to say, which was to assure you, Will, that if you die in Bertago, you die in real life. So.
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't have Bernard come with us.
Yeah. Roscoe, is there a place that you have died that it's not in real life?
Like pretend life? Do you have a pretend life?
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons?
I play a game called Offices and Bosses. Where I pretend to be in a mundane reality where I work a job.
Oh. That sounds great. I just said ugh, but Will's like, oh,
you will
cubicle
like that.
Master.
That is a real podcast.
Oh,
everybody
really?
should check out Offices and Bosses.
It's a
spinoff from Hello from the Magic Tavern. So the characters from Hello from the Magic Tavern in this medieval, fantastical, magical land play Offices and Bosses where they. role play as Dan from accounting.
That's great.
And so it's like a wizard saying like, okay, I walk over to HR and I ask Karen for the memo that she forgot to give to me.
I can't imagine how that's more than like a 20-minute session, but
right. I think it was maybe a limited series.
Okay.
Yeah, like what? How long can you make office life interesting?
Anyway, stop coughing.
Sorry.
So Roscoe is with Shimi, and Bernard is also
go back
is
going to
go back.
Yeah,
he guided us. He guided us to the dam.
Yeah, escorted you. Sure. So bye, guys. He waves with his monkey hand and clambers away.
So guys. Has anyone wondered, like, if that lady with the pink hair was fucking with us and, like, if we put all these keys into the dam, it will just explode or something? You know, just thought of that on the way over here. I'm just worried, okay? Is there any way to make sure these keys aren't just going to, like, devastate the entire city of Bertago?
Lady with the pink hair, does that sound familiar to Roscoe?
Would you...
Well, the lady with the pink hair was shouting in the square.
He
you
wasn't
said
there.
But he's been in Bertago, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, based on Roscoe's own history, being in the town.
You might have seen her. I don't know if you would have necessarily taken particular note of her.
How many people are there in Bertago?
Like, four?
Will, did you see the dam, like, detonating in one of the pages of the book?
I saw some shit in there. And I don't know how to interpret it at all. But some of it was just, like, us flying around. And I'm assuming that could be in an explosion of water that pours out of a dam, but it could be us getting sucked magically somewhere. I don't know, but I'm just saying, is there a way for us to just like, is there any way to look at these keys and know whether they're gonna do something evil or something?
Nope. Gwen was able to detect magic, but I don't think any of us can. Oh. I have detect traps, but I really don't think it's a trap. I just want to stick them in. Let's just stick them in.
Okay, I mean, Annie, I know that you want to bring down the dam. So your argument isn't really...
Allow me to detect my subconscious. You're right! That is what I'm hoping. Thank you for revealing that to me.
Yeah, I forgot to mention you have the special ability of being able to detect your own feelings. That's actually... pretty impressive.
Actually, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I wouldn't mind.
Bathpack
that.
Doesn't have that skill.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he does. He just doesn't think he does.
Oh. Wow, this is getting really meta, guys.
Yeah. I don't know. God, that's just the thought I had coming over here. I know I have to be always the one that's fucking messing us up, but often I save us. So, you know, it works out.
Someone put these keyholes here. Hopefully. I mean, have we found keyholes? I think we have, right?
No,
we haven't yet.
We haven't found any keyholes. We're looking
for
the keyholes.
This spillway is, you know, it's built into the dam.
Yeah.
It's part of a dam.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just, you know, a door. And It opens with a key.
And the pink lady that vanished and turned all waterfall-y and shit is a total normal person. Yeah, I know, but also I don't like her because she's weird. It's weird. This is all bad and weird. And how do we know
that? I like her better than all of these books full of false prophecies and.
If are we there yet?
Crowns.
Oh, we're there.
We're there.
You're by the
Rafina just walks away.
Well, let's just look. I'm going with Rafina. Let's figure out what we're dealing with.
So speaking of the book, if you recall, there was an image of you all in front of a big door.
Oh.
And maybe I didn't mention this. Maybe this was just implied because it's just how I saw it in my head.
Okay.
But from the picture, it appeared that the door was underwater.
Oh.
Okay.
That's actually what I was wondering, but then I was like, nah, we must need to use them on land.
Were we swimming in the picture or standing?
Standing.
Whoa, that's weird. Hmm. Okay.
Is it time to give Roscoe his potion to breathe underwater, or are we going to just, are we close
Let's
enough?
Let's see if he remembers. It might be worth something.
I mean, there's a little set of stairs that goes down from the street level to the river where you could dip your piggies in and then more.
I can't wait to find out if my bullfrog shoes make sounds underwater if I have an underwater breathing ability.
I'm really sad to remind you that your bullfrog shoes exploded in the Grand Staircase race.
Damn it. I am sad that you reminded me of that too.
I hope we pass another stand because I think I have to get you another pair.
The trouble is I've been listening to the podcast, and so in that world I still have them.
Yes, I know.
Actually, I'm a little behind, so probably we're not.
And I think I've drawn you in those shoes several times because they're amazing. So I refuse to believe that they're gone, but
yeah, that's kind of where I'm in denial.
Yeah.
I'm not recognizing my feelings about this, clearly.
Me neither.
I think we should identify where we're going to go underwater at. And the moment before we go down, I will drink some of this potion.
Mm. Okay.
Why the moment? Why wait?
Because I don't know.
Wear off.
I don't know how long it's going to last, and I want it to last as long as possible.
Oh, maybe he won't have it. Wow, that's how potions work. I'm not really a potion guy.
Well, Will's never drank a potion.
Have you ever held your breath underwater? Have you ever waited? Have you ever started holding your breath like 30 seconds before going underwater? Does that strike you as particularly efficient?
No, but fuck you, so let's go.
Will doesn't understand regular, outdoorsy things.
Welcome to Will.
What, have you never gone, camping and gone for a swim and had, a water?
Oh, you've gone camping and gone for a swim? Good for you. I am so jealous.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, not at all. Let's go under this river because I'm really excited about it.
I don't think Will's gone to the bathroom in over a month.
Oh, I think I'd be dead if that were true. But let's not talk about my bathroom habits. What
That's
is
what
going
you've been
on?
Spending
is it because
all
we're
the
by
hit
this
points that Bathwack gave you on is the damage you take from not having to go to the bathroom.
Oh God!
If you need to go to the bathroom, you can just do it in the river here.
Roscoe, stay away from me when we're in the river, please.
Because you're breathing in that water.
I know. I want to breathe in your pee. God.
Yeah, you weren't guaranteed you could breathe under pee, only underwater.
Oh God!
Oh no!
You start to drown instantly in urine.
If you choke a little bit, you know what's going on.
It goes from bad to worse.
It's like when you know, it's like the whole elevator fart scenario, but it's you're standing in the water and suddenly, Roscoe.
I'm having trouble catching my breath.
I want to ask, just for the good of the order, is it canon? It's for real? He slathered mustard on himself.
You were very serious about that. It happened for a long while.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was a lot of mustard talk.
It's so funny, though. I don't think I wrote that down. I wrote down.
I wonder why.
Let's see. Mustard worms aren't insects.
That's a comma.
There's so many. There's so many weird. My lover's father ran a circus. I don't know. Roscoe's well, wearing. I didn't write down the mustard, but I'm glad that you mentioned it because I do believe we were very detailed about that mustard, and you gave it to Rafina.
The mustard on his face, like where he puts lotion. Yeah. All right. Well, do you think we should go down over there?
Look in the opposite way.
Yeah, for the was that really? What... he pointed in one direction and looked in the opposite direction.
Will does not know where to look.
I copied that off of Pierce, Teddy Pierce, in the Christmas in the stop motion community when he's like, "Well, this is all just made up, right? So couldn't it be there?" His eyes just go off.
That was amazing. Really good. Yeah, I look at the point at hand, and then I look the other way. What am I looking at? Where is he pointing? Oh, yeah, we're going to go down there, I think. There's these stairs.
You guys seem very eager.
Yeah, Will's like...
What are the mechanics of this potion that I have? Do I have to drink all of it for it to be effective? If I drink half of it, does it not last as long?
You weren't given instructions.
Yeah, we don't even know if it works.
Is there even a label? Is there even a label on the bottle?
Like it says potion of water breathing.
Ooh.
That's all it says. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you peel the little corner?
Oh.
Yeah, right? Is there like one of those like...
Oh my God, what's
behind
there?
The sticky label?
And there's 100 gold there.
Woo! Nice.
No, there's nothing behind.
Is that what DMing is like? I
want to
do that.
Yeah, Abby would be the coolest DM. Oh my God.
It would be the worst. We would never get anywhere.
Unlike this game.
Well, I'm gonna.
Roscoe pulls out his Dungeon Master's Guide.
Roscoe's gonna like make a mixed drink right in front of you. He's gonna mix the water breathing potion with some hard liquor,
sure,
and drink all of it in one big chug. Wow. Well, like several chugs.
Okay.
But all as part of the same like overarching chug.
Okay, got it. Mid overarching chug, you feel like your breath like kind of hitch for a second, like almost like you can't breathe, and then you're fine.
Oh,
all right. And I drink the rest of the drink.
Whoa! And doesn't even need to. Ooh, weird. We could just drink forever and never. Wow. That's
never breathe again, just be constantly drinking.
Yeah, like we could really, I bet we could like win a bet that way. Like, that's what's going through Will's head, I guess, as I watch you breathe through your whiskey potion water.
I guess
water,
it would depend on the physics of it. Like, are you consuming the oxygen out of the water like
right.
this?
Right, I don't know.
Then you would run out of oxygen in the water.
But if it was just a water drinking contest, then we're good.
So I'm going to roll a d4 and not tell anybody why.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ugh. One.
I'm sure you were hoping for a one.
So I got... All right, I'm good.
Why did you write PFD 30 times? 24 times?
So that... I don't know what your guys' arrangement is, but I didn't want KT to see the last thing I whispered to you.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I didn't see.
No. It's all hidden.
Good. Okay.
It's turned.
All right. Well... Roscoe immediately he throws whatever glass he was drinking out of into the appropriate receptacle.
Oh, recycling.
Oh yeah, he misses the receptacle. It breaks against the ground. And he dives into the point that he was pointing at in the water because he does not want to waste a single second of this.
Nice.
One hand clasped to your hat.
Is he wearing the hat with the bathing suit?
The hat he's kind of turned inside out and put like a band around it so it kind of functions as like a shower cap.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
And wait, he did change into a one-piece bathing suit?
That's what you said. Yep.
And he brought whatever items he needs over the coming events he has in a waterproof bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like 40 potions of water breathing, for example.
By the way, I originally was not I wasn't thinking that the artist was a caricature artist. I was thinking he was like a sketch artist at a police station.
Yeah, I think I could not remember when I wrote
but it was taken up even last session as like caricature artist.
Oh,
and I was like,
it? Oh, okay.
I was thinking like they've got like a sketch artist. Like, yeah, who did you see?
Yeah, at the hotel. It's amazing. It's so absurd.
There's a hotel detective. You know, that used to be a thing.
Oh.
She was a hotel detective. Yeah.
Can Roscoe swim? Yeah, he's gone camping and swimming before.
Yeah. Oh, apparently.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Roscoe's in the water, you guys.
Weren't there stairs? Will walks down the stairs. Will walks down the stairs.
Yeah, there were stairs.
Will, he's not even, the funny thing is, I don't even think he thinks Roscoe's being stupid. He's just like, I'm going to
not take the stairs.
Not go Will's in not the water as long as I can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to keep his clothes from getting wet?
Yeah, well, you hitch so up Will, your pants, hike up your pants.
I know, that's
even
the thing.
You're
he
get
didn't
in the
come
way.
Out in a bathing suit. Rafina says she was in a bikini. I can't remember what Bathwack was wearing, but I
was pretty much wearing the same thing. I think I just wrapped up some of my things tightly. So okay. They were. Yeah. Hopefully a little. I could at least ring him out later.
Yeah. Yeah, he will
have. Do you leave your cards behind?
Oh, gosh.
They're waterproof.
I thought I did leave some things in the hotel room, but my notes are downstairs.
Yeah, we were like all talking
that
about that. Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Something's
going to get absolutely ruined.
Gotcha on you right now. Like, I'm assuming you would try to take careful stock of what you think you would need and what would get damaged.
Yeah. I'd bring most things, but I don't really want to redraw those cards.
Yeah.
It took you four years.
Yeah.
And you're not done. You have two done. All right. So Roscoe's beneath the surface. Will's heading down the stairs.
So what does the spillway look like? And like this did you already say this and I was distracted?
I mean it's just a spillway.
It's just a spillway.
I know, but there. This have you seen? Have you gone to the website Spillways of the World? I mean,
Spillways of the World.
Adam's googling.
What the fuck is a spillway anyway?
Come on,
exactly.
I don't actually know what a spillway is.
It's the part where the water overflows on the dam. Because, like, there's a river, right? The dam isn't just like blocking all the water; it's blocking most of the water. And controlling how much is coming.
When I Google the word spillway, you know how Google shows, like, people also ask, and they show results?
Yeah.
The top result under people also ask is, what is meant by a spillway? What is a spillway? What is meant by a spillway?
That is really weird. I wonder if it's in a song or something, and somebody thinks it's like a metaphor, like a...
Well, yeah, when I... Spillways Ghost lyrics. Spillways by Ghost. We'll play that here for the podcast.
Insert this here.
We won't pay anybody.
All right. So yeah, it's water coming down from the top of the dam, and that's why it's roiling, because it's way far up there, and... So it's kind of like a waterfall in a sense. It's not as it's more gradual. It's like a steep slope as opposed to a free fall of water. You're a little ways back from that, so that way you can get into the river not amidst a pummelation of water.
Pummelation.
Like a murmuration of starlings.
And yeah. So now you're all wet.
We are. So we're in the water?
I don't know.
I said I walked down the stairs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't know where the stairs are. Like
it's like
so there's a river through the town, right?
Yeah.
And we're walking up to the dam, and there's a spillway. I guess that spills down, and the river's going this way.
Yeah.
And we're walking up to it. I was thinking that the stairs were like going down to the river on the side. Like,
so
where,
like,
are the stairs?
The river is kind of like in like a. Kind of like a canal. Like,
right, like a channel.
We've
had
this before when you guys...
Oh, so the stairs just go right down to the water? It's not stairs
there's like
that go
there's
somewhere?
Like a, yeah, okay. They're like down to like a dirt... Like the river can change in height,
but all we have is river. There's nothing else. See, I figured that I was going down the stairs and I was waiting for you to describe like, oh, there's you coming to the damn wall. Like, I didn't realize that. I wish I could draw this because I sound crazy, but what I'm saying is I understand that there's a channel and then there's this, but I thought you were saying stairs here and it comes down and it meets the wall here. So I did not understand the description, but now I understand because you're saying the stairs go down to the bank of a river, but there's a spillway, so the river must be pretty full here, huh? Okay, sorry, he's drawing now.
Here's
go ahead.
Here's my question. From what height did I just have Roscoe die?
Yeah, yeah. And is it shallow? Did he just break his neck? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we're any of... I thought we were... I thought it was like a channel of water and we were having to walk down.
We're all picturing different things.
Yeah, completely. Sure. Completely.
So the spillway and the river are different. Here.
Right.
This picture is somewhat close to what...
Ooh, you're sending a picture?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the text channel. Somewhat close. It's just an image of a dam. I didn't draw this, obviously.
You didn't
the
draw
Folsom
this photo?
Dam spillway. So that's a spillway. And then there's the river.
Right. Yes. And so see this wall right here? See this right here?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of this situation where we would walk down and we're walking to... See how there's a wall here, though? That's what I thought I was walking to. I just pictured it on this side for some reason.
I did too.
I thought we were walking down, and there's a wall here, so we'd be at this wall, and I thought we were looking at the wall, like, oh, what's here?
So like,
but we're just down where there's just a wall in the water and some dirt.
Yeah, there's like a set of stairs.
So we have to go into the river.
Yeah, to go into under.
Okay.
That makes sense. So we're actually kind of walking down into the river, down to the river.
Okay, so I think we all know what's going on now, so yep, I guess we... I'm going to take my shoes off before I go in.
And do what with them?
I'm afraid that I
leave them on the bank.
Yeah, I know. He looks around. Yeah. He's like, somebody's going to steal my shoes.
There's a little cubby.
And like slide them under a bush somewhere.
Like at McDonald's.
Like dress socks? Are you taking off dress socks and like rolling them up and putting them in the shoes?
Yes. And like rolling up my pants. He's a fool. He's wearing a vest. I said he's not wearing his coat. Yep. Yeah. He's like not carrying a ton of stuff. I have a few specific items. And yeah, I'm wearing
taking
a
Polaroid photograph of Will doing this. Now I'm flapping it around, waiting it to develop.
You've got the caricature artist like sitting with you and taking a really fast picture of it.
I'm really loud.
So now he's
yeah.
Super
I move
loud
forward.
And she's away. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll sit back
okay.
where I was.
Should I not?
I moved up to whisper about the Polaroid.
It's fine to do so for effect.
Yes.
Yeah. Roscoe's doing a backstroke. He's like, come on in, Will. It's really nice in here.
Cannonball.
Oh, God. And then I'm wet and I'm furious.
there's a whole swimming and like playing together in the water montage before we
turns flirty.
We all get very
like
naked.
That, like that movie that we just watched, like 2 months ago.
What movie?
Blackfish?
It's like a famous movie with the guys running around in the pool with the, you know.
Adam, like,
yeah, that one.
Blackfish. No, Blackfish.
Oh, my God.
Blackfish. I don't even know what Blackfish is.
It's a movie about how horrible SeaWorld is. Yeah.
Documentary about SeaWorld.
Yes, that was perfect.
Yeah, just one of those, like
you know the one I'm
will you
about.
Stop poking me? Why are we in the same
Do you know? Oh, it's a movie that it's like Sense and Sensibility. No, the other one.
Oh,
Love Actually.
Room with a View. Room with a View. Yeah.
Oh, that's the view.
Room.
That's the view.
Or the room.
Okay. That was a modified version of Hubba Bubba.
I know.
You know. They're like splashing around in the lake.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that.
So that's what Roscoe and I are doing. We have no clothes on. Yeah.
It's like that.
So once Will like does end up like in the water, Roscoe will say, "Oh, I just remembered I had this potion that keeps you from getting wet." Oh, well.
Roscoe, you are so charming.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, how do you still have mustard on you while you're in the river?
He pulled out a can of Scotch Guard.
It's a big, you know, that's a common misconception that you don't need to put mustard on before going into the water.
It's true.
But you are supposed to.
Okay.
I'm going to sink down under the water and try to take a breath.
It's pure pee.
Inhale a fish.
Yeah, I mean, it's you had messed around with this before when you first got this ability, and it, as oddly as it is to say and think about it, it feels relatively natural.
All right.
You have to overcome less trepidation than you might imagine.
Okay.
It just feels right.
I'm going to stay down here then and look around.
Okay.
Guys, Bathwack is gone.
Good.
Time goodness. To celebrate.
Who announced that? Did you just third person yourself?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Bathwack is gone.
I went under the water and that was it. Alex he never heard from him again. Okay.
This is the way Alex is deciding to tell us that he's done with the podcast. Yeah.
Guys, I've been meaning to find... nice knowing you.
I've been meaning to find just the right time to exit Bathwack from the game. Uh-huh.
He's also divorcing Abby.
He's taking his microphone stand. Well,
Abby did just ask, why are we in the same room? Yeah. I want a room with a view.
Honestly, KT and Eric, how are you still married and you're sharing a headphone splitter? How is that possible?
This is why, like, you guys probably see the worst of us when we are, like, in our little snitty, when we're like,
but we also more to the point that actually is true, we have a splitter that, and it runs, so it's, like, right here. So we have lots of slack.
Wow.
It runs back under our desk.
Babe, that's not the problem. We literally are stuck right here together with these wheelie shitty chairs. Wheelie shitty. It sounded like I was trying to say really, but the wheelie, the wheelie and really shitty chairs.
Wheelie shitty.
The other option, Abby.
That's how Ross.
The other option would be don't share headphone splitters. Just use your own.
And be in different rooms.
Just use two different headphone splitters.
Wow.
Well, the funny thing is, after I bought a new headphone splitter, I found our old one. So we could do that.
That's how it goes. Well, wow, yeah. Jinx.
That's why we're together.
Heart. Okay, Rafina does a cartwheel into the water, but it's a very inelegant one because she's only really good at cartwheeling backwards up the stairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Rafina has mustard on, right?
She has anymore. It's water soluble.
Okay, then my question is, why is there mustard still on Roscoe?
I don't know. Nobody knows. I just made that up.
That's the big mystery.
I was assuming he's infused with mustard. It's like coming out of his pores.
So yeah, you were swimming and working up a good mustard sweat.
Yeah. Right. Got the mustard sweat.
Both mustard and lavender. Who is this guy?
All right. So, Bathwack, give me a perception check.
Okay. This is the part where I inhale the fish.
Yeah. While he does that, I'll share that I also pictured him as he descends, giving the Terminator 2 thumbs up. 18.
Ooh,
nice.
Did I do that right? Very ooh, good. 18. Wow.
Yay.
Good.
Everything's better underwater.
Yeah. So the water's not too deep here that you don't have light at the bottom. The bottom of the river here is relatively firm. And you see a couple things scattered around. It's not perfectly clean. The water itself, though, does seem relatively clean for in the middle of a city. You note on the bottom some detritus. You see a bicycle.
Huh? What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he know what it is?
It's Rafina's invention. Actually, that's the only one in the whole all of Six Rivers. She threw it in there in a fit of rage.
I was kind of wondering where that. It is. People know how to make bicycles, right?
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a bicycle.
Is there a terrarium down there?
It's like a penny farthing one, though.
Maybe my terrarium. Yeah. It is like a penny farthing.
No, but yes.
Okay.
You see a pile of spatulas.
What?
Spatulas?
Uh-huh. And okay. You see a teapot.
And a teapot.
Wow.
And there's some other just like random like bottles and trash and things like that. But that's maybe some of the more notable things.
I'm probably not going to pick any of those things up.
You better tell us about them, though.
Why? Do you want a spatula?
Of course.
She wants the teapot, probably.
I definitely want all of it, but I want a spatula.
Hi, Bathwack thinks for a minute that maybe Rafina would be interested in the teapot for some genuine, to finally make tea for the first time. And so he swims up to the surface again. He breaches like a very small whale.
Decently
sized whale. Okay.
Teapot.
Hey guys, it's pretty easy to breathe under the water. And Rafina, there's a teapot down there.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you tell her that?
Oh. I don't know. I just, maybe.
Is it broken?
I don't
know. What color is it?
I didn't look.
All right, I'll go.
It's watercolored.
When Rafina dives down, I look at Bathwack and I'm just like, you know she's going to try to make us tea with that now.
I know, but maybe it'll taste good.
What?
I come back up with a handful of spatulas and I'm riding a bike.
Oh my god.
Oh. Hey, hey guys, you want to hear my spatula impression?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I want to flip your eggs.
Did you just make that up, Adam?
Yeah.
Adorable.
I mean, I can't be the first person to think, well, spatula sounds kind of like Dracula.
I don't think anyone has ever said that.
Did I recently hear a terrible Dracula-based joke?
I think so. I think I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
Know. Is there really still mustard on you, Roscoe? Because Rafina uses the spatula. She's trying to scrape it off of you. Like, just a little bit, just to see if it comes off.
Uh-huh. If it comes off.
And I don't ask your permission. So you
I guess I would that. I would ask the DM to have the mustard roll a constitution check.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
Or a condimentstution.
All right, I'll roll it.
Yes. Yeah.
With a DC of, let's see, how vigorous are you scraping?
How coarse is the grain?
Give me a strength check.
Contested your strength check against the mustard's constitution save.
Yeah.
Like a constitution save.
This will determine the DC for the save.
Oh, okay.
And Bathwack, I need to know if you consider the mustard your ally.
No.
Okay.
I love that he thinks sincerely every time. My favorite. I love it, Alex, so much. Oh god, so funny.
There it is. All right. So it's a DC 11, and the mustard is not Bathwack's ally. So let me tell you, this is going to be very easy for the mustard to save against, considering its bonus it has to constitution. Yeah, that's a 23 save, so the mustard is intact.
Whoa, that's some tough mustard.
Whoa, very coarse grain.
Tough mustard.
I don't cut the mustard then. Dang it.
I've heard of spatulas wanting to flip your eggs, but haven't wanting to scrape your mustard.
You mean count spatula?
Yeah, let's count your spatulas. One, two, three.
Roscoe, with each spatula, your potion of water breathing ticks down.
Oh, no.
So let's go.
Right? It has been working, right? He's been testing it out going underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Wait. I do want to investigate the teapot.
Okay. Yeah, you can give me a perception check.
Oh, perception, not investigation.
Well, you got to find it.
Have any of us ever seen a
bike? I have it.
Bicycles no, you had common? A. You were riding a bicycle and I had a handful of spatulas.
Oh, I didn't tell you that I also I have the teapot.
No, you
on
don't.
The, all right.
You got to roll me a perception check.
I'm ringing it like a bell.
Aaron picks like, the weirdest times to play D&D. Yeah.
Yes, it is very funny.
Sometimes I remember we're playing, and then like I'm like, oh yeah, I could just do
you
this
just
all
like
the time.
To mess with people in silly ways, and I love
Ooh,
it.
Oh, seven. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You don't find
I'm not
going to
find it?
She didn't even find it?
You do see, though, when you're hunting around down there, since you don't find it and you're a little frustrated, so you're spending longer than Bathwack did, you see a dollhouse sitting on its side.
Ooh.
I write it.
You write it?
Write it.
Oh, okay. Like a letter?
So that it's not on its side.
Eric! I'm sort of concerned that Rafina, I mean, maybe she's lost interest in the teapot, but I'm going to dive down again.
Aww. Well, I'm going to ask. And Bathrook, I don't see the teapot. You made it up, but there's a dollhouse you didn't tell me about.
We can talk underwater, right?
You guys, as you're doing that, realize that, yes, you can.
Oh.
It's a little bubbly, but it's not hard to understand.
Fascinating.
I'm going to point to the little glint of the teapot that I see.
There it is.
Can you please retrieve it while I look at this dollhouse?
What?
Just go get it. I rolled very poorly.
I didn't know what the word retrieve meant.
Will is like standing out of the water as much as he can, shaking his head because he's like, why are we picking up garbage
out of the water as much as you want? Are you back in the hotel?
River.
Bathwick goes and buries it in a misunderstanding of the word retrieve.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's fine. I'll go get it. But I'm not going to carry it.
What do you mean?
You're going to kick it?
He'll go
No. I'm bringing it back. I'll give it to you. But
okay, you're not going to put it in your thing.
I don't need a teapot. Yeah.
He's not going to type the word teapot into his list.
That's why he's wise and hates tea.
I'm peeking through the windows of the dollhouse to see if any fish live in there.
No, they don't. But having taken such a close interest in the dollhouse,
Roscoe dies.
You note that the dollhouse seems to have a somewhat of a familiar style to it. The house itself.
Is it like a castle?
No. But speaking of castles, it does remind you of some of the houses you had seen back in Barovia.
Ooh. Oh, I don't like that.
Does it have little outhouses around it with crushed roofs? Or perhaps it's Blinsky's studio.
It doesn't look like any specific house that you noted in particular, but just generally it doesn't seem like a Bertoglian home. It seems like a Barovian home.
Oh.
There are differences in the methods of decoration and embellishment and construction. Things
very
like that.
Curious. Are there little furniture pieces inside?
Yeah, you open it up. It's like a full... It's pretty big, actually. There's like three levels, and yeah, there's furniture all through it. It seems like it's fixed to the floor, so it's not like it was all tumbled about when it was on its side and then righted, so it all makes sense.
I open a cabinet in the teeny tiny kitchen, and I'm presuming I find a teeny tiny teapot there that I take since Bathback has not given me the big one yet.
Actually, you only find just like a pile of teeny tiny spatulas.
Damn it. What, Eric, really? I thought we could do whatever we want to do with D&D.
You can try.
You did. You opened the
kitchen. Yeah, you opened the cabinet and took what you found.
I'm on the side of the universe. Eric.
I like that tonight. Abby is deciding that she is going to be a DM. Yeah.
I love this idea.
She's like, it's gonna happen.
I'm excited. I want it to happen.
Realize what power comes with it.
I begrudgingly take the tiny spatulas.
Okay.
So there are tiny spatulas in a tiny cabinet in the dollhouse. Okay, I'm just trying to write this down and comprehend it. Okay. Tiny spatulas in a tiny cabinet.
And yeah, what's Will doing? Did he just get back out of the water?
No, because it seems like everyone's just kind of messing around to him. He's like to him, he does not think that this is useful at all.
Ridiculous. Roscoe's going to die because his potion's going to run out.
So he's like...
Shimi's not here to keep you guys on track.
For real.
Instead, he's going to walk towards the spillway because he's going to see...
On the edge of the river? Or in the water. Okay.
In the water. Okay. Because, like, he's just watching them do that. And he, you know, as usual, is just, you know,
The closer you get, the deeper it goes. Eventually, you're going to have to go underwater.
That's okay. I've already been in the water. I just imagined him going in, then seeing everyone having fun, and him having to separate himself from that.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know
he's
what I mean.
He's too cool.
No, he's just too miserable, and he's okay with that. No, he's probably not okay with that. But yeah, tiny spatulas in a tiny cabinet. And I walk over to the spillway, and that's what I said. What do you
okay. I mean, you can only get so close because the water is pounding down.
Like, oh, okay. So there's no, like, well, that's what I was kind of trying to see, whether there was a point at which, like, maybe from the banks it looks like it's just a big cloud of water, but maybe if I was down in there, like, there would be a mirage or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Will's trying to investigate that. Do you want me to roll something
underneath? Yes, I definitely do, because we're playing D&D. I guess
investigation.
Sure.
Investigation.
That is an 8.
That's bullshit. That makes that the 1, isn't it?
Nope,
isn't
2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly clear on what you were trying to determine, so you don't find it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I we're all not firing on the same cylinders here still about the configuration of this, so I'm sorry. Okay. But you think that to get somewhere up to the dam, you need to go probably underwater because of the water that's coming down from above.
To get up to the dam, I would have to go under the water. Right. Yeah. I was just trying to see if in the water there was... Never mind. It doesn't matter. I didn't find anything. So I guess I'm looking around in the water, too. I just walk back. I don't know if anyone else has anything to say.
I don't know.
I really want to... You're going to give me the teapot, right?
I already did.
Now I want to investigate it, please.
Okay. It is a brass teapot. It probably could do with some detarnishing. But it seems intact. You don't see any...
Does it have an engraving? Does it have anything inside it?
Yeah, it comes with water.
Ooh, look, this one's ready to go.
Perfect for twig tea.
Yep. This pure Bertoglian sediment on the bottom.
And the water is just tepid enough.
It's like half mud.
Yeah, you just tip it up to your mouth and just drink out of it. But you're breathing out of it.
I feel like it's full of silt.
Yeah, that's yeah, what exactly. Yeah. It's got to have collected it.
Yeah, there's
there.
Nothing Ugh. Particularly notable about it. Like, this teapot belonged to Mabel or anything like that.
I was thinking it was from the time Aunt Booty dumped all of her...
Spatulas and teapots.
Trying to think of the right word. Drinkware into the river.
Jeez.
In a method like of protesting
everything
taxes.
That could possibly be used to make breakfast.
Yeah.
So yeah, Batback and Rafina are gone. I mean, they're out of view to the other two. They're just down at the bottom.
Okay.
So what are you
the
two
end.
Doing?
Yay!
We're all looking.
So Roscoe's. Roscoe's going down.
You guys are.
Yeah,
down.
I mean, if no one else is showing up, I'm gonna walk toward the toward the dam and see what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of like floating around. I guess you of anybody are probably the least buoyant, Bathwack. So, you're kind of weighed down to the bottom. That makes sense.
A big heavy shield.
Yeah, and are you armored? I can't remember.
Yeah,
if you,
I kept the armor.
That's what I thought. So
it's kind of dumb, but.
Not known.
You can't drown, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, you all meet up down at the bottom of the river, and can start heading over toward the spillway. Will, when you get close to them, you see that Rafina was just looking at the that dollhouse, which is immediately familiar to you. Mm-hmm. It seems identical to the dollhouse that was in the. House, the first house that you went into in the village of Barovia.
I wondered if
that was a model of said house.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Like, does it look exactly like that?
Uh-huh.
He just smacks his head and, like, I guess he goes and looks at it because that's really weird. Does it look like there's any place it could have, like, popped out from? Like, that's the thing. Like, if this is in the middle of here, like is there a rift portal? Or something? Yeah, is there a portal or like anything?
Just seems like it's on the bottom of the river.
It's like 3 miles up in the air.
fell down. Is there, I mean, like, I look in it. Is there anything that I would need to, would, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing catches your eye. It just looks, as far as you can remember, pretty much the same. You would have assumed it would have been destroyed because that house collapsed, if you recall, after you left it.
As I mount the bicycle again, I say to Will, you should check out the kitchen. There's some fun little things in the cabinets.
Will is like, that is from Barovia.
Yeah, I thought it looked familiar, like very Barovian style.
I have seen that in Barovia, that exact thing.
Are you sure?
Yes, exact house.
Maybe it washed down the river.
Sure, let's go with that. That makes me feel better. Maybe the house just fucking fell in the river. I don't think there was a river near that house, but maybe they threw it in the river after we left because the whole entire house that that house was in collapsed.
But it's on the other side of the dam. How would it wash down the river?
Rafina, I am so wet and miserable and I hate everything. Can we please just, what are we doing here? Look at this garbage. Are we playing in the garbage at the bottom of the river? Can we, what is happening? What are we supposed to
do? Look at this bicycle. This is going to save me a lot of time.
That's awesome that it's like a halfling bicycle. I don't know if I've ever seen a halfling bicycle.
I don't know. Probably not.
Wow. I'd look like a clown riding that thing.
I think you might on any bicycle just because I know that you're going to have a look on your face as soon as you get on the bicycle.
Not a silly
look. And I ding
look.
The bell.
I'll be an angry ding. Clown. Is that a is that the kind of clown you have in Bear Doggle? Here come the angry clowns.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah. Okay, so what's happening? This doesn't make any sense. I went over to the spillway. I can't get under there. There's a, where we go?
We find the keyhole. Go.
So now that you're on the bottom of the river, you think that maybe you could go underwater toward the spillway.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. I don't understand what is happening.
I told you we're not on the same page.
All right, well, let's go. We went under the water.
Yep. Let's spill
I'm
around
like,
the spillway.
Whoa, I can't believe I thought I couldn't do this before, but now I can. Let's go, guys.
Pass around.
Are there
the
like
pass?
Giant slicing fans down there that just swim by?
Uh-huh. You have axes on chains that swing back and forth on a regular pattern. If you use your roll move. So, Bathwack is trotting and the rest of you are kind of floating, swimming your way towards the dam. As you approach, you do find that, and this feels odd, that your buoyancy becomes lesser and lesser. It's kind of nice in a way.
This reminds me of that time I was on the moon.
Says Bathwack. I like how somehow that's less believable than Alex having been on the moon.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.